This is the Power Walk Ministries broadcast with Reverend Paul Cannings. Thank you for joining us today for the final message in this series concerning the church. It's hard to do life alone. Even as families, we need others in our lives. As we see in the New Testament, the church was a community of people doing life together. Pastor Cannings encourages us to understand that the church, whether on TV or in person, is not for entertainment, but for spiritual growth, serving one another, and impacting our world for Christ. Here he is now with today's message, The Church That God Built.
You know, we've been working on this passage all week. It's something that in my heart is just really important because I see so many people hurt today, perplexed. You know, when you sit back and think about it, it's heartbreaking because if a person is depressed or struggling and just need encouragement, the gift of encouragement is in the church. It's most productive in the church. But many times when you talk about this as a pastor, everybody thinks, oh, they want us to come to church, you know, they want us to give, to serve, like we don't have a life, you know, and it's really not about that. I don't see it as just coming to church. It's coming to a family when life is perplexing. Well, where's the gift of wisdom? In the church. We're trying to figure out just a knowledge base as to what to do as we live out our lives. Well, the gift of knowledge is in the church. You know, just the gift of mercy. Persons are just feeling the need for somebody to just, they've messed up. They're pregnant. You know, they have made bad decisions, but they come to church and they may find in that church the gift of mercy that helps them to be able to deal with the situation they're now in and grow them through it and develop them through it. So that's a family. That's what it's designed to be. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, verse 43 says, they came together for a purpose of devoting themselves to prayer, devoting themselves to the Lord's Supper, devoting themselves to the word of the apostles' teaching. And you keep going through church in the New Testament and you find the word of God, service, love in the church and how huge that is. If you don't have love, you don't have nothing. Because the Christians were going out into a world that hate them. Christ would literally say, you will be hated. They don't hate you, they hate me. And because you identify with me, they'll hate you. And we are facing more and more of that today. You start talking about Christ and people get an attitude. You talk about any other religion and they want to have a conversation. This is the world we're in. And to make the church viable and productive and effective is critical. And that's why when I come to passages like this, I like to just sit there for a minute and just walk through this, because it doesn't mean that you go to church and it has to last 5 hours. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a place that becomes healthy. It's not perfect. There's no church that will be perfect. Stop looking for one. The Bible says that we grow through trials. So the worst time to run is in a trial, is a time to learn. It's when the lampstand is being taken out of a church and you see what he's saying. When I'm leaving in Revelation, that's when we should be leaving. He's given us the reasons to leave a church in the book of Revelation. There's no point in walking out outside of that. He's not. So why leave a place he stays? That don't make any sense. Just because of your opinion or what you feel and what you think is right and what you stay and grow. This is what he says in James chapter 1 that we studied not too long ago. We grow through trials. That's how I perfect you and teach you endurance, because we have to wait for him to fix it. The place that is set up in a world that is dying and he's telling us it's going to get worse. And that because of how bad it's getting, believers' love for Christ will grow cold. They're going to want their ears tickled. So the place we have to preserve, because it's the only place he's committed to that we've been talking about, is the church. And that's why my heart is to just keep walking through this with you. It's not just a message that I'm teaching. It's critical because this is the only thing that he is saying he's committed to. A transmission in a car, it's crucial to the car operating. So you can't just take it for granted. A battery? Can't just take it for granted. You gotta have the battery in there. You could have gas, you could have a brand new car, but no battery. It's crucial. Oh, folks, this is why when we come to put this all together here in Romans chapter 12, he's talking about gifts. Number one, as we talk about, it's for unity, because that's how the church leads to unity. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, as each part does its work, we grow up into the body of Christ and into love. That's what he says right there in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. Because earlier on in the book of Ephesians, he says this is what the Godhead is working on. Same writer in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 through verse 8, tells us the whole Godhead is committed to this process of making these gifts work. Why do they commit it to it? Because it's developing the body of Christ. A body has hands, it has a nervous system, it has a heart, it has brains, it has lungs, it has a cardiovascular system that is in there. It has all of these different things that makes it the body. The church is the body of Christ. So like a human body, it has parts to it. And it's the diversity of the parts working cohesively under the headship of Christ, the influence of the Holy Spirit, that leads to the church being productive. This is what Christ is saying is his focus, the church, folks. And we can't adjust Christ. It's an administration suitable for the fullness of times. That's what Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11 says. It's suitable for the fullness of times. So there's no new stuff happening that makes the church irrelevant. He says, if you stay in the Bible, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, the word of God will equip the man of God for every good work, every good work. 2 Peter chapter 1, we've been talking about these two verses repeatedly because it's huge, this. Because he's the head of the church. The word of God is everything. He's saying that he has given us everything we need for life and godliness through the word of God. Everything. Don't take nothing from the Bible. Don't put nothing in it. So I don't care how educational we are, how technology has expanded the world and bring the world in close and all these wonderful things. The Bible says the church is suitable for the fullness of times to help us through the worst of times. And that's why in verse 7, that's where we are now, he says, or ministry. Let us wait on our ministering and he that teacheth on teaching. Ministering is like a person who is serving a judge in the court systems. And whatever the judge is telling the person to do, that's what they do. And I push this with our ministers here. Please remember that a call to ministry is not a call to preaching. It's a call to service because you are a minister. And in serving, you're going to get a sermon because you're going to run into all kinds of different people with all kinds of different issues, all kinds of needs. And when you call to ministry to be a preacher, you're going to be called to teach. You're going to be called to knowledge. You're going to have a heart for knowledge, a desire for knowledge. You could never get enough of it. You can never study enough. You can never read enough. This is why Paul would tell Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, become absorbed in these things in verse 14 through 16. Because when you do, you will bring salvation to yourself and to those who listen to you. Huge. You will grow up into being delivered, salvation delivered, from all the different things that hurt you, all the different things that would damage you and cause you to lead astray from Christ. And because you're now an example of how that works as you live out your life, you will become a salvation to everybody else. Matter of fact, you see it in Matthew chapter 28. Go make disciples, teaching them to observe all things. In other words, the more you teach them, the more you live what you're doing, is the more they can observe what the teaching looks like and the more they can model what you're doing. That's what you see in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Follow your teachers and imitate their faith. Imitate how they live. So that's why he's saying it could become such an impact in your life. It'll grow you up so much, Timothy, that other people can work out their salvation in fear and trembling, watching how you put the word of God to work. See, that's why I say to ministers, that's it. Now you're teaching implicitly and explicitly because you're absorbed in the word of God. Study to show yourself approved, the work, but not ashamed. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. So this is where ministering is. The judge is in the court. The law is already established. The structure for the court is already in place. And the person is just following and doing what they need to do. That's what ministering is. And that's why he goes on to talk about teaching. And verse 8, he says, in exaltation he give it. It brings out from the person the ability to encourage, to build up, to get a person even corrected as they live out their lives so that they know when they're doing wrong. Why? What is the purpose of the word of God? It's for correction. It's for reproof. It's for training in righteousness. We want to make the word of God entertaining. The Bible is saying, you must teach solid doctrine, sound doctrine. She must stay sound. And he continues on, and let love be without dissimulation. We cannot arrive at love unless the spiritual gifts are fully at work. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, he says, from whom the whole body, being fitted, joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working, in the measure, because the grace is a measure of spiritual gifts, of every part, make it increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. Folks, we want love because we got such a hateful world. It is the fruit of a functional church based on spiritual gifts that put the body of Christ to its full expression for the glory of God. Making the church productive is not a light issue. It's not a light issue, folks, with the world getting worse, that the only organism that God puts on this earth to keep us healthy, focused, loved, cared for, maturing, developing, strengthened, edified, and purposeful in our lives is the church. So we must stay focused. This issue is a very serious issue for all of us to stay focused on. Go to church. Stop complaining. Stop making it the enemy and become its friend by learning what your spiritual gift is from just working. And when it starts to bless other people's lives and you find energy when you do it, you've arrived at your spiritual gift. Then serve the body. Now, it's not for you. It's a gift to somebody else. Serve the body so that you make it better. Even if it's just one person, make it better. Stay focused.
Friends, our hope is that you will be a part of a church that you could consider an extended family. Knowing that life is hard for everyone, and we're better together and stronger together than alone. Now, if you have any questions about the importance of being part of a local church, then please give us a call at 281-260-7402. That's 281-260-7402. For a copy of this message series or any of our other resources, please visit us online at powerwalkministries.org.
You know, Power Walk Ministries seek to support itself by the books and the materials that God has blessed us to be able to minister to your life and to strengthen, to equip you spiritually to be productive. And that's the way we develop support for this ministry. So we feel that if we touch your life, then that will lead to us touching other lives. So go to our website at www.powerwalkministries.org and participate in our ministry, because when you do so, it goes to serving other people, not just on radio, but around the world in conferences, in terms of equipping pastors and their wives, etc. So join us, partnership with us, and be blessed at the same time by going to our website and becoming a part of our ministry.
That's powerwalkministries.org. And for those living in Houston, we want to extend an invitation to you to attend Living Word Fellowship Church if you don't have a church home. And the church is located at 7350 T.C. Jester Boulevard in Houston. Now, as we leave you, remember, God designed you to be an integral part in a local church, and it's all of us working together that gives the body of Christ its full expression in our world.